You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the 2022 UN General Assembly by highlighting the need to promote and execute the Sustainable Development Goals outlined by the UN in 2015.
It is service and action for humanity that brings us together today. Excellencies, we meet at a moment of great peril for our world. Conflicts and climate catastrophe, mistrust and division, poverty, inequality and discrimination, rising costs of food and energy, unemployment and declining incomes, massive displacement and dislocation, and the ongoing effects of a global pandemic. Lack of access to finance for developing countries to recover, a crisis not seen in a generation.
Mr. Guterres says the problems of today cannot be left for future generations to solve.
Each peril is pushing the Sustainable Development Goals further out of reach. And in the face of such perils, it is tempting to put our long-term development priorities to one side, to leave them for a sunny day. But development cannot wait. The education of our children cannot wait. Dignified jobs cannot wait. Full equality for women and girls cannot wait. Comprehensive health care, meaningful climate action, biodiversity protection, this cannot be left for tomorrow. Across all of these areas, young people and future generations are demanding action. We cannot let them down.
The annual General Assembly meeting is taking place as many countries across the world are also confronting inequality, an escalating climate crisis, the threat of multiple famines, and increasing misinformation and hate speech. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the meeting, warning of the dangers to freedom of the press.
It's our commitment, the United States' commitment to freedom of expression, freedom of the press is unwavering, and it's unwavering because it's the bedrock of a healthy democracy. Increasingly, though, we see these freedoms as under threat from censorship, from surveillance, from restrictive laws, from propaganda, the use of detention, prosecution, and violence, and we see this quite literally around the world. Even as we condemn the efforts to restrict freedom of expression and freedom of press, we're determined to do everything we can to uphold them, including with a number of important U.S. programs that we'll have an opportunity to discuss today with our colleagues that would do just that.
Mr. Blinken also addressed the United Nations LGBTI core group on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly.
This summer, the President issued an executive order to advance equality for LGBTI plus people, including by combating so-called conversion therapy, supporting LGBTI plus children and families, protecting health care and programs to prevent youth suicide. Everything we're doing builds on the work of literally generations of advocates who have and still are risking so much to put LGBTI plus people and their rights on the map. And I have to say, as I read the history, learn the history, hear of experiences, I'm quite in awe of generations of advocates who have done so much to put us where we are today.
Mr. Blinken also addressed the conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan, which resulted in 200 deaths since it began on the 13th of September.
In my latest calls with both Prime Minister Pashinyan and President Aliyev, both leaders told me that they are ready for peace. Strong, sustained diplomatic engagement is the best path for everyone. There is no military solution to the differences between Armenia and Azerbaijan, but there is, I think, a path to a durable peace that resolves the differences through diplomacy.
India's national ambassador to UNICEF, actor Priyanka Chopra Jonas, highlighted the need to work towards the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals at the start of the meeting.
We meet today at a critical point at our world, at a time when global solidarity is more important than ever. As countries continue to struggle from the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, as the climate crisis upends lives and livelihoods, as conflicts rage, and as poverty, displacement, hunger, and inequalities destroy the very foundation of the more just world that we have fought for such a long time. And as we all know, all is not well with our world. But these crises did not happen by chance, but they can be fixed with a plan.
Ms. Chopra is demanding action now.
In the Secretary General's own words, we don't have a moment to lose. In this room are representatives of the very countries who signed up those goals in 2015. Leaders who can make that plan a reality in partnership with all of us. So today is about action, it's about ambition, but it is also about hope.
U.S. poet Amanda Gorman was invited to read from her work before the General Assembly.
We must go the distance, though this battle is hard and huge, though this fight we did not choose for. Preserving the earth isn't a battle too big to win, but a blessing too large to lose. This is the most pressing truth, that our people have only one planet to call home, and our planet has only one people to call its own. We can either divide and be conquered by the few, or we can decide to conquer the future and say that today a new dawn rewrote.
The actual gathering of world leaders, known as the General Debate, began Tuesday morning with the UN Chief's State of the World speech to the 77th session of the General Assembly, which began on the 12th of September. Nearly 150 presidents, prime ministers, and monarchs are on the latest speakers list at the UN, a very high number reflecting the importance of the meeting, not only for presenting every country's view of the world, but for private one-on-one and group meetings where diplomats say a lot of the world's business is carried out. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.